Blog Talk Radio.
Watch out!
Here we go again.
Yep, work, boom, bo, dum, num, num, boom, mum, heartache. Dim, Yep, work, boom, bo, dum, num, num, boom, heartache. You know that my love for you meant only heartache. I can't believe that your love was just a burning memory.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're getting ebullient over the success of Donald Trump. You know, sometimes I think he has better intel than the government. I don't know. It's uncanny. Sometimes he'll say something and the next day it happens. I definitely think he's got his competition outmaneuvered. And I think he's got knows more than he lets on. Like he says, he's not going to show his hand until it's playtime. God bless him. He's doing a great job, and he's our only hope. And he's an outsider, and I love that. So, the topic of the show tonight is getting sentimental over Trump. Because they're trying to show him as a bad guy, and he did this. He picks his nose. They have a picture of him in the second grade picking his nose. Yeah. And the media hates him. They hate him. I never seen so many grown men kicking and scratching. It's unbelievable. I don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. It's Donald Trump time. Okay. So, there's a scene from the Manchurian Candidate when the POWs were brainwashed. If you never saw the Manchurian Candidate and you want to know the history of the takedown of America, you got to see the original Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra, Henry De Silva, who plays a North Korean, Angela Lansbury, and Lawrence Harvey. That is a classic movie that you ought to see. And you know, there was another movie, maybe in the same year that Frank Sinatra made, that was also with Kim Novak. And the name of that movie was The Man with the Golden Arm. And it was about heroin addiction in the 50s. And you want to know how much heroin addiction there was in the 50s? Very little. All the gates you see on all the stores today is a result of drugs. All the burglar alarms you see anywhere today is a result of drugs. We have a casualty list of drug addicts that is greater probably than the all the MIAs in World War II. It is really sad. Absolutely. And drugs is chemical warfare, and it's run by the Soviets. And by the way, I don't know if you heard it, but today the Soviets have made application to the New World Order that they be allowed to fly Russian bombers over the United States. You think I'm crazy? I saw it with my own three eyes. Yeah, the all-seeing eye. And I think I saw it on One American News. That's the new Freedom station. One American News. They give it to you straight. There's not a ton of commercials. And you know what? They're the only one that shows Trump from start to finish without any interruptions. When the rest of the communist news works are blacking out Trump, you go to One American News. And you will see Trump live all the time. Anytime Trump's live, he's live on One American News. I was watching Fox one night. That's how I found One American News. I couldn't take it anymore. I call them now Fix News because they set up to kill Trump before he even got started. 2 months before the first debate, they were putting in little jibes and jabs and guffawing and buffaloing the people. Oh, Trump, yeah, he's a joke. He'll never be anything. He's not serious. You know him. He's just in the NBC shows. That's all he is. He's like a show boy. Yeah, well, a show boy showed them. Yeah, I turn on Fox today. They're still trying to get Trump. If you go on Trump and you go on Fix News and say you're for Trump, they will sit you down and sick dogs on you and try and destroy your dream. They are really bad. I never seen anybody self-kamikaze as that network did trying to get Trump. It became so obvious even the kids were turning off the shows. It's terrible. It's really sad. And they won't give up. They're still hammering away. And who are they going to give us? They're going to give us Rubio now? Who from the Gang of Eight? Rubio, who had his picture taken with Chuck Schumer? Anybody that has their picture taken with Chuck Schumer should immediately go to a Catholic church and ask to see the exorcist and get extra holy water poured on their body. Chuck Schumer, yeah, unbelievable. That's the Heinrich Himmler of the Democrat Party. You put him in a Gestapo uniform, it fits him perfectly. They had Chuck Schumer one day, and they asked him, well, what do you think of Roe versus Wade? Do you think it could be overturned? And the venom was dripping off his chin catcher. And he said, Roe versus Wade is settled law. Heil Hitler. Unbelievable. He is the scourge of God, Chuck Schumer. And you know what? There is a service, and I got to find it. I got to dig it up. There's a guy named Peter Schweitzer. He did a book entitled Throw Them All Out. He's talking about all the congressmen. And you know they steal. They steal from Wall Street. They have what's called insider trading. They're allowed to do it. It's against the law for anybody else in the country, including the Wall Street firms. But a senator or a Democrat, based on inside information, can trade stock and make a profit. How's that? So they got caught doing it. They had passed a law saying they were the exception to the rule. Same with their raises. Yeah, they're talking about minimum wage for the slaves, and they're bumping themselves up every 20 minutes. Yeah, here's another raise for you, Charles. Here's one for me. Unbelievable. They are the biggest crooks. I say they should all have to report to work wearing pirate costumes. So anyway, where was I? I was talking about insider trading. They're allowed to do it. And John Kerry, when they were drafting this Obama ripoff, and I just learned today about Obama healthcare from my accountant, who's paying $1,800 a month for the family. You might as well go to work for the government. That's where we're all heading. We're all going to have government jobs because the government is killing the farmer, killing the rancher. They actually shoot them down. They gun them down. 16-1 in the snowdrift. Yeah, up there in Portland, Oregon. And what a place to kill them, Oregon. There's a state that doesn't help anybody. Oregon and Washington, those are all communist states. The Russians will be flying over them and tipping their wings. Can you believe we're going to let Russian observation planes fly over the entire United States? We need Trump tomorrow. And I hope that Obama gets a golf craze, that he becomes insatiably controlled by golf. I hope he's on the golf course every day of the week, every hour, every waking hour. I don't want to see him near a pen, a phone, or in Washington, because all he's going to do is kill us. He's signing everybody's death warrants. He is the biggest traitor. He is bigger than Bo Bergdahl, who he loves. Unbelievable. He's bigger than Snowden, the KGB agent. So, play golf. Play golf, Mr. President. Golf on. We'll take a break. We'll talk a little bit more when I come back. And I'm going to give you a tune that was a 50s tune I used to sing in a rock and roll group called the Highlanders. And I was the high voice. And one of our favorite tunes, if I can find it for you, this is not us singing here, but this is the tune. And the name of the tune is The Closer You Are.
The Closer. Bye.
Yep, we were talking about the man with the golden arm. I grew up in Washington Heights, New York. There was three bars on every block. No, there was probably at least from 181st Street to 191st Street, there was at least one bar on each block. Everybody loved their beer. And this was before drugs. There were very little drugs in Washington Heights when I grew up there. In that 10-block radius, there was only one burglar alarm, no gates on anything. And the one burglar alarm was on the Chemical Corn Exchange Bank, and that was it. And now look at today. Washington Heights is now the drug capital of the world. It is really sad. And nobody, I see Idaho turned down today. Idaho turned down marijuana. And liberal surrounding states are calling them backward. Backward. You know what? You got to go to, you want to see what drugs do? Go to any emergency room on a Friday night or Saturday night and see who they're bringing in. See the ODs they're bringing in. And see the guys who already used up all their medication and they're there because they're sick and they're trying to get well. You have no idea what's going on in this country. That is the closet. The drug closet is the biggest closet. I would venture to say one out of five Americans is affected by drugs. And you got, you know, they say if you see one rat, there's a million. It is really sad. Drugs, I'm telling you, is the worst thing that ever happened. And look what we're doing. We have no industry. We've chased it all to China. And now the corporations are even leaving. They don't even want to be here. They're getting better deals elsewhere. So the corporations, the EPA, shut them down, and they went and they make their money somewhere else now, plus the United States. It is sad. It is really sad. Now the industries that work best for the United States is drugs. And I'm not talking about pharmaceuticals. I'm talking about get high and die drugs. Watch all your teeth fall out. Watch yourself wrinkle up and get ugly overnight. Oh, I got a friend who's been smoking marijuana for 50 years. Yeah. I got an uncle who died at the age of 90, and they dug him up. And when they opened the coffin, he looked better than most of the drug addicts do today. It's unbelievable. So let's see what we're going to talk about. The reason Tea Party members, here's why Ted Cruz should never be president. I think we're too hard on Cruz. I worry more about Rubio. And I'll tell you why I worry about Rubio. And I said it from the beginning. My grandson, he likes Rubio. And I said, Rubio is great. There's only one thing wrong with him. He owes too many people. He's a young Turk, and he's trying to make his way up through a maze of bribe takers. And he has to deal with them and make concessions to them on the way up. That's why there's the Gang of Eight. Okay? The rhinos are no better than the Democamos. They both stink. So I notice he's changing his attitude a little bit. We're trying to get win him over to the Patriot side. But he's starting to like Bernie Sanders. We're getting worried. Bernie Sanders, graduate of Brooklyn College. Went and organized communism in Vermont. The maple syrup now runs red. It's really sad. He's destroyed the last bastions of revolutionary freedom. him and his ilk. And poor New Hampshire. New Hampshire, I grew up on American patriots. I grew up on guys like, I almost had his name on my on the tip of my tongue. But like guys like Paul Revere, guys like the Marquis de Lafayette, guys like Nathan Hale, a graduate of Yale, and now Yale is a communist enclave. Nathan Hale, who stood on a scaffold and said, give me liberty or give me death. No, that's Patrick Henry. I'm sorry. Patrick Henry from Virginia. And now Virginia is run by a communist governor. The home of Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Robert E. Lee, all great Americans. Oh, he was a Confederate. He was an American. And he stood with his state. He went to West Point. He was number one at West Point. He was a good man. And they'll never tell you the good side of Robert E. Lee. They'll never tell you the story because the communists don't want us united. They want us divided, so they fill us full of crap. Did you know that when he accepted the commission to lead the Confederate Army, he freed all of his slaves? Did you know that after the war, a black man walked into an all-white church to receive communion, and nobody would go up and stand and receive communion? And Robert E. Lee came out of the pew, and he went up and stood next to him. Unbelievable. And you know who his father was? Light Horse Harry Lee, who served Washington. And Light Horse Harry Lee had a friend in Washington, D.C. that was a liberal. And Light Horse Harry Lee was as patriotic as they come. And the liberal had a printing press. And a crowd came in, and he tried to defend the owner of the printing press. And they beat him so bad, he never recovered. His bones were, so many bones were broken. That's America. That's who we are. We're not this crap from communist Russia, communist China. We're not this crap. We're not this Muslim terrorist crap. We're Americans. We're a cut above the rest. We are better. We are superior in good ways, not in bad ways. So when the communists tell you that this guy did this and this guy did that, they'll never tell you what Stalin did to Leon Trotsky and carved him up in Mexico because he broke away from the Stalinist Communist Party. They'll never tell you the history of Mother Russia, where the communists took a family that was totally helpless and totally harmless. A little hemophiliac boy and girls and women. They treated them just like the Muslims treat the ISIS Muslims treat the innocents. And God help you if you're Christian. Walid Shubat, if you want to see what's really going on in the Middle East, you go to Walid Shubat. I saw a picture tonight of a woman. You know how they used to capture pigs and hang them up? The two guys would carry the pig, was tied to the pole. There's a Pakistani woman who's Christian, and two army officers are carrying her on a pole. And they beat her and made her say that her husband thinks about Allah. And she wouldn't do it. And she was being murdered. And her husband came forward and said, I said all those things. And they took him away to be executed and let her go. And that's what love is all about in the Middle East. The husband dies for the wife. Except if you're Al-Qaeda, then the wife dies for the husband. We have no idea what's coming our way. And God help us. A big, great white cloud chased us down at the World Trade Center just one day, and America was on the run, and so was the rest of the country. And we didn't learn nothing. As a matter of fact, they don't even teach 911 in school. They cover it up because it's the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States. Worse than Pearl Harbor. At least Pearl Harbor was military. 911 was civilians. And I hope someday that that 911 committee, the mothers and fathers of the daughters who died on 911, who were pregnant and were carrying a child, name those children and put them on the monument with their mothers where they belong. Born together and they died together. So, having said that, let's see what this comment was. Ted Cruz should never be. The reason that they do not have the numbers is because we started with some 18 candidates, finally down to 5, soon to be 4, when Cruz has to call it quits. I don't believe Cruz will call it quits. And I don't believe Carson should call it quits. I don't care if he's a 2. Carson should stick to it because there's 3 plans in life, yours, mine, and God's. And Carson is a blessing to his people who do not support him. And that's what I want to see. I want to see black Democrats coming over to support Carson and get out of that party of death, party of drugs. So, having said that, most of Jeb's numbers, this is the person who's commenting here says, let's see, the majority at this time is going for Trump. These are Republicans, Democrat, black, whites, everything. His lead may not last. If Rubio can catch up, Kasich and Carson are both done. Do not know why they are still hanging on. I said to Carson, if he runs out of money, walk the final distance. We need Carson. We need the example of Carson to show a united America. And I tell you, if I was Trump, I'd be treating Carson real good. I would. And I've seen Trump do it already. They set up Carson to make him look ridiculous. They told him he was going to be number 2 man out of the chute, and he was waiting on the launch pad to be called. And they called the number 3 man. They called the number 4 man. And each time Carson expected to hear his name called, and they kept the cameras on Carson to really sell him out. And then Trump came out, and he was next to be called, and he's seen Carson standing out there, and he says, what happened? And Carson shrugged his shoulders. He says, you go next. They're going to find a lot of fault with Trump, but I got to tell you, there's no greater fault than the Democrat Party destroying the country. They're doing nothing but bringing us down. And don't believe this crap. Europe is better. Europe is a nightmare. And if you want to have some fun, you know, they say, well, you know, they have nationalized medicine in Sweden and everybody's happy. Yeah, you know how many Swedes there are? 5 million. We're 310 million. Well, in Denmark is 6 million. Well, Finland is 4 million. Give me a break. Nothing is better in Europe. The Netherlands, I think the Netherlands is 9 million. I wonder how many are on drugs. Oh, probably about 8 million. I'll tell you tomorrow after we do a sweep in the park for the bodies. Yeah. Listen, folks, this is when we fall, nobody's taking us in. And they're going to take everything you have. And if all you got is one pair of shoes and a shirt and a pair of jeans, they're taking that too. And nobody likes a loser. And nobody is going to help you. The only ones that are going to help you are your fellow Americans. And the communists don't want you to be friends with each other. You remember that. Because one day, somebody's going to point you out and go, he was one of those patriots. And it's going to be your next door neighbor. Yep. We're going to be just like Europe. I mean, Hitler overran it in a cigarette smoke. When he was finished smoking, he had like six countries. Unbelievable. I don't think he smoked, Hitler. He was too sick to smoke. His mind would only cloud up. This is not a situation that can be controlled. A few to Kasich and some to Trump. The GOP would love to gain control, but they can't. Is this crazy? We are fed up with the lesser of two evils. And they're going to, I see a good pro-life a group attacking Trump because he was pro-choice. What he was before and what he is now are two different things. Whether he's being hypocritical or not, I don't care. I don't care. I want a winner. Trump is a winner. He's going to win wars. He's going to win a strong economy. He's going to get people jobs. He's going to stop the milking of the United States by foreigners. And that's all I care about. I want my grandchildren to grow up in the United States, not the useless obey. Go for a tune. Bartender, champagne, I have a coupon.
Do you love me? Do you want me? What can the verdict be? What is your verdict? What is my fate? Your verdict. Don't make me wait. I've been on trial for a long, long time. What is your verdict?
Okay, I just went on the Drudge Report and I picked up this story on Business Insider. Here's a story you'll be hearing about a lot this year. Now, I told you about the Russians are going to be flying over and making observations. Now, if they're going to fly over, why can't they land? Chinese companies have been buying up foreign businesses. Do you remember about, maybe it's almost a year now, one day splash in the news, China buys a land in Idaho, outside of Boise, and they're going to build a Chinese city for Chinese people. And then it was out of the news, and I never heard whatever happened next. I got to do some research and see if that's still alive. So Chinese companies have been buying American companies at a record rate, and it's freaking lawmakers out. There is General Electric sale of its appliance business to Jingdao-based Ahire. Zoom Lions bid for the heavy lifting equipment maker Terex. Oh, my God. We are going down the tubes. You know what Terex is? Those are the giant, the biggest trucks in the world. Made in USA. Going to be Chinese owned. You think that the government is shooting ranches in the back to take over their land so they can sell it to the Chinese? Do you think that there's a sellout of America going on right now? I tell you, the only way you could play it safe would be to get rid of every congressman and every senator and start over again and put only those people that can be trusted in office who have no ties to anybody. Mitch McConnell is married to a Chinese woman who is very well connected to Red China Shipping. Her family is in the shipping business. And you know, a lot of drugs come in from China to the United States. Mao Zedong has been growing poppies since 1929 to destroy the West. Deal for Swiss seeds and pesticides group Syngenta, valued at $48 billion. The one that bothers me the most is Terex. And I got to tell you, to me, GE was selling out a long time ago. You've seen it in little bits and pieces. They've been an arm of China for a while. And I believe at the time that they were selling out, they may still own a piece of NBC. And NBC, to me, is a communist organization. It is un-American, totally un-American. They pose as Americans, but they're hammer and sickle people, including Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough, unfair. Most recently, a unit of the Chinese conglomerate HNA Group said it would buy technology distributor Ingram Micro for $6 billion. What the Russians, you know what the communists said years ago? We're going to destroy capitalism in the United States especially, and we're going to hang the manufacturers with the ropes that they made. And this is what they're doing now. They're going to hang us with our own money. We're buying this Chinese crap, and we're giving them dollars. And it's the same with the drug trade. America is going to be drained of its financial stability, and it's going to take a Trump. Because Trump will say the country's bankrupt and everybody's going to have to take a half a penny on the dollar. And he will seize companies back from bad people who have seized them from us. And he'll say, yeah, we're going to take this one back. We're going to pay you for it, but it's got to be a dollar a week. Wait till you see the shenanigans that go on in this country. It is really sad. And we're not ready for any of it. We have the worst intelligence in the history of the United States. We can't even get a cell phone opened. Oh, it's the First Amendment. Yeah. And Snowden, the KGB agent, was just practicing his First Amendment rights when he gave 200, 1,000, or was it 2 million emails to China, 10 million to Russia. He's a KGB agent, folks. Wake up. Learn. China's economic growth in 2015 was the slowest in 25 years. You got Cubans coming across like it's the Mariel boat lift again. 45 members of Congress this week signed a letter to the Treasury Department Committee on Foreign Investment. The proposed acquisition will be the first time a Chinese-owned, possibly state-influenced, all those Chinese companies. They were all run by a Red Chinese military. I saw a picture of all the New York fashionables visiting a jean factory in China. And the girls were working there for slave wages. And there was piles of jeans to the ceiling. And one girl is working on the table. And they had clothespins on there to keep their eyes open because they were falling asleep. And here are these garment center people look for the union label. And here they are. They're in China. These girls are starving to death. And when they get sick, you know where they, you know where they live? They live in a little slot, just a slot under a bench, and that's where they sleep. They got a little curtain, a shabby curtain, and they went on strike because the colonel, who was the business president, wasn't paying them. How's that? And those are the jeans you paid, what, $125 for? It is sad. So 45 congressmen out of, what, 400 want to know what's going on? What are all the rest are spoken for by the Adala or the one? It is really sad. We're going to be in big trouble. And Bernie Sanders is promising free tuition. You'll be lucky if you have a school to go to. It is really, really sad. Did I say that already? How about we dwell on the things I love? Communist subgroups in the United States. You got to start to investigate them and look at them and see what they're up to and what their real goals are. White House says robots are coming for low-wage jobs. No kidding. No kidding, Dick Tracy. When did you think that would be real? If a robot can flip a burger, you're out of work, buddy. Robots, they don't call in sick. They don't have attitudes. They give you no guff. Just all you got to do is oil them and keep them going. And they work 24 hours a day. And you don't have to pay them any sick leave. They don't get pregnant. Not yet, anyway. Farrakhan calls on blacks to turn Detroit into a new Mecca. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was a fan of Malcolm X. I grew up in Harlem. And Malcolm X was murdered 20 blocks from my house. He was murdered giving a speech or a lecture at the Audubon Ballroom, where I used to go as a kid to watch 25 cartoons and 3 movies for a quarter. And what happened to Malcolm X? Malcolm X started off in life as a wise guy. And I think for a while he was a dealer and a pimp. But then he got a wake up and he converted to Islam. And that's when I drove by a mosque, and I would see a black Muslim mosque, and I would see the men coming out wearing bow ties and the women all dressed in white with hijabs. And I said, that's a lot easier on the eyes than seeing the crap that's laying in the streets and calling each other a mother Fletcher. And so I had a lot of respect for Islam. And I had a lot of respect for Malcolm X. Malcolm X was for his people. He was for his people all the way. And he was an educator, and he was for his people. No question about it. No doubt about it. And he didn't hate the white man as much as he loved his people. So he converted to Islam. And he made the Hajj to Mecca. And before he made the Hajj to Mecca, he was very militant. When he came back from Mecca, he wasn't as militant. And he was more a religious. And he was part of the Nation of Islam. And the head of the Nation of Islam at the time was Elijah Muhammad. And Malcolm got in and he got disillusioned. As he got closer to the inner workings of the Nation of Islam, he became disillusioned. And he saw things going on that he opposed. So he broke away from the Nation of Islam and he started his own following. And that's when he got killed. At the Audubon Ballroom. He was killed by a black Muslim. I believe the guy had a shotgun under his coat and he shot him on the stage from the front row. And that was the end of Malcolm X. Now, when that girl, Beyonce, did her tribute to Malcolm X, she has no idea what Malcolm X is about. She's listening to the Cagada de Toro of The Liars. And the users. So I just wanted to mention that because a lot of people are brainwashed. That's why you got to go see the Manchurian Candidate. You got to see it. If somebody said to you, what do you think of Hillary Clinton? And you said, Hillary Clinton is the finest, the bravest woman I know. She saved my life in Korea. And then you ask somebody else and they say the exact same thing. That's brainwashing. You got to go see the Manchurian Candidate. And the man with golden arm wouldn't hurt either. Drugs are no good. And there's only one. You can't beat them. You cannot beat drugs. Don't buy the BS that you can beat them. You go to rehab. Let me tell you, did you ever see the ads for rehab? The girl, beautiful girl, she's family sitting in the dining room and she's outside on the floor and she's dressed in a beautiful dress. And the only thing that's ruffled is her hair, which is being blown. And she's going out to California. She's going out to one of the posh rehab places where she's going to get her nails done. She's going to get back rubs. That ain't going to be you. You're going to be walking around in a clinic waiting, hoping, complaining that the tossed egg salad sandwich doesn't taste good. That's where you're going to be. You're going to be in the snake pit. So forget about it. Don't do drugs. That's the only way you can be drug-free. You can never be drug-free if you use drugs. But if you never do the first one, you'll never miss what you never had. And that's the only clear way to beat drugs. Believe me, I spoke to a girl. She lost three sons to drugs. You know how many sons she had? Three. It's not good. And what's going on out there is not good. Now, this guy, this Uber driver, by the way, they went after Uber. It's not Uber's fault. You don't know what that guy was taking. Out of a clear blue sky, a 45-year-old guy goes berserk, kills some, lets others go, gives them rides. That's not a normal mind working. Check the drug aspect. And the worst drugs I hear, are salts. And I remember about 6 months ago, they had two guys on a bridge in Florida. They were fighting, and they were eating each other's flesh. And they were on salts. My friends, you don't need drugs. What you need is a job and a God. And a beautiful girl that will love you till the end of time. This is for the GIs who are overseas being sold out by the American people who could care less. For the GIs that are committing suicide 22 a day. Guys, don't do it. God loves you. Get to a church. Go sit in the back. You don't even have to talk to anybody. Just contemplate your situation. Do not give up. You fought and you stood tall. Don't let them beat you now. I thought I had it. I guess I don't have it. We'll do this one.
Long, long and lonely night. I cry my eyes out over you. Wondering if I did right and why you left me.
here's some shocking news. People used to be in love at one time in this country. And you know what? You know when they were in love the most? When we had the Ten Commandments. But the communists took them down. And they kicked God out. Did you know that the Democrats kicked God off the party platform at the last convention? No, you didn't know that, did you? Because the media covered it up. Anytime they stab America in the back, they never show the knife or the bloodstains. At the last convention, they said, is God in or is God out? And they shouted, God is out. Said, okay, let's have a verbal vote. Crowd shouted, God is out, was louder than the crowd that shouted, keep God in. So, the moderator said, I think he was the mayor of Los Angeles. The moderator said, okay, let's call the roll one more time to be sure. Is God in or is God out? And the crowd shouted, give us Barabbas. God is out. And then the woman, who's like an official of the party, came over to the moderator and she whispered in his ear, we can't have this. We can't be known as the anti-God party. Do something. So he goes, okay, this is the third and last call. I want to hear you. Is God in or is God out? And the loud voices shouted, God is out. And he said, God is in. The votes acknowledged. And they shouted, no, it's not. No, it's not. And that's when the Democrats threw God out. No God, no country. So, we're going to close. There's an episode. John Kasich is being called to task because John said women belong in the kitchen. So the women that don't know how to cook, they got upset. And they're calling for his head. Off with his head. So I just want those women who are out there who don't know how to cook, I want them to know I'm on their side. And I'm going to pay a tribute to the Feminique movement.
Step right up, folks, and see Lilisha do a famous dance of the pyramid. Now she walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket. I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up, and when they turned the spotlight way down low, a little Egypt came out curtain wearing nothing but a button and a bow, singing,
keep stitching.
That's our show for tonight, folks. And don't forget, Trump is the revolution. And America needs Trump. And America needs to stay in one piece. No more 911s. God keep you safe.